Are you ready to order yet?
I'd have the salmon for starters.
Yes.
And the beef for a main course.
My name is Michael Davis. I'm a baritone at Bel Canto. Bel Canto is a concept venue. You have a show which every 15 minutes you have an ensemble or an aria from the most famous operas by Mozart, Verdi, Puccini, and you don't have to go to a different place to have your dinner because you're served at your table from the comfort of your chair with both music and food.
The duck au foie gras, please.
It's very much in the tradition of the grand 19th century romantic opera house. We have red wallpaper, lavish red curtains.
The restaurant is set out in a way that it's quite spacious. There's lots of room for the singers to be able to move around. We interact and act with each other a lot. We're able to be quite personal with the guests at the restaurant.
Thank you. Medium over there, sorry.
I'm Carlene Ebbs and I'm a soprano. I've just finished studying at the Guildhall. I spent 2 years doing postgraduate study there, and previous to that I did 5 years of study in New Zealand, which is where I'm from.
How come you're singing in this slightly lavish setting tonight?
I've been singing at the Bel Canto for the last couple of months, and for me, as someone who's trying to find work having finished study, this is a really good way of airing new repertoire and performing for an audience at regular times to be able to practice new repertoire in public and things like that all the time is really good.
So is life tough for an aspiring opera singer?
I think it's very tough, yes. There's lots of competition and you're studying very long hours, trying to perfect the languages that you sing in, but also you have to try and earn a crust too, so to juggle everything, it is very difficult. My name is Tyler Clark, I'm a tenor, and I'm studying at the Royal College of Music on their opera course.
So, singing at Bel Canto, will this help you on your career, do you think?
Yeah, I think it boosts your confidence, it helps you to be very direct in your communication. So I'm sure it benefits us.
It is really tough, especially being a soprano, because there are so many sopranos. So it's incredibly competitive. There are so many people wanting the same opportunities, and there are so few opportunities around at the moment.
Good evening. I am Jean-Paul Morel, one of the owners of Bel Canto in London. We were trying to find an original concept for a venue around opera singers.
And is it proving a success in the 2 months you've been open?
The success is coming slowly. Now we have our team of artists, and we can receive the public.
Now, Bel Canto is situated in the heart of the city of London, which, as we know, has been hit by the credit crunch. Is this a bad time for your new venture?
We are not a bank. We are a venue with music, entertainment, and we try to give better mood to everybody.
The chocolate for dessert.
Chocolate mulu.
Yes, yeah. Please.
So do you do any waiting at tables as well?
Yeah, we do. But, I mean, obviously we're singers before we're waiters and waitresses, so the heavy and the difficult stuff is left to the professionals.
I think the waiting is more of a chance for us to speak to the people that come and introduce what we're singing, rather than using us as waiters or waitresses.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
These are student opera singers that you use here at Bel Canto. I mean, are they good?
They are excellent, because the level of today in the School of London, like a Guildhall School and the Royal Academy of Music, the level is very good, and it's very renowned in Paris.
Are you enjoying the evening?
It's very enjoyable.
What about the quality of the singers?
Well, I think the quality is, we were just talking about how they pack a big punch in a fabulous setting, and also it doesn't feel intrusive at all. You can still enjoy your dining experience as much as sort of listening to the entertainment, so that's great.
Do you hope to be spotted tonight?
Well, that would be, yeah, that would be amazing. But I don't think any of us really do it for that reason. We do it so that we can continue performing and improve as performers, deal with nerves on a regular basis, things like that, as opposed to coming along to be spotted.